Harley-Davidson says the new 2026 CVO Street Glide ST is their newest performance bagger with the modern batwing fairing style. Now, when ST was debuted for the Lowrider ST and the Street Glide and Road Glide ST models in 2022, ST stood for sport touring. Now, how does this bike stand up, and does it have the characteristics of a sport touring motorcycle? That's what we're going to be talking about today. Hi, I'm Mike with Riding in the Ozarks, where we talk about riding, rallies, do gear reviews, some wrenching stuff, and talk about Harley-Davidson news. And today, we're talking about my experience with this new 2026 CVO Street Glide ST. I've had this bike about 3 weeks and put over 2,000 miles on it. When I first started riding it, I thought it had a personality disorder. I couldn't figure out if it was more sport or more touring, and why some of the design elements were the way they were. Because some are more, definitely more designed for the sport aspect than the touring aspect. But yet, it's a touring motorcycle at heart. It's a touring platform. Now, Harley-Davidson has really been pushing these Road Glide and now Street Glide ST as a performance bagger. We get the CVO 121 engine, but the ST variant has a 511 cam and not the VVT cam for high output, for the most performance-oriented motor they can produce in this 121 platform. They also did a lower final drive on the STs for more acceleration out of the hole. Now, when the ST was first introduced with the Lowrider ST, the Street Glide ST, and the Road Glide STs in 2022, they had more engine performance. And they had maybe slightly better suspension. Now, the Lowrider ST has inverted front forks, which are great. But for the Road Glide and Street Glide STs in the 2022 versions, they simply got a 13-inch shock in the back and shorter bags instead of the 12-inch shock that we were seeing with Street Glide specials and Road Glide specials. So it gave it more of a performance look with shorter bags and taller suspension, but it really wasn't significantly changed from the base models other than the fact that they had 117s. Now in 2024, when the Road Glide ST was launched, I was fortunate enough to be invited by Harley-Davidson to Las Vegas to take a ride on these new bikes as part of the press ride. And I got to ride the 2024 Road Glide ST on the track in Las Vegas. And that was a great experience. So for people that say it's not a track bike, well, it may not be what you want in a track bike, but it is definitely a fun bike to ride on the track. I know from firsthand experience. And I did ride it in track plus mode. I was dragging the feelers in the corners, scraping the footboards. It was a lot of fun to really get a big bike like this down in the corners. Now, I like touring bikes. I'm not into sport bikes, and I'm not saying this compares to other more speed-oriented sport bike type bikes that people take to the tracks. We're not doing apples to oranges here. But for people who like a bagger and are looking for something that's performance-oriented and capable of taking to a track day, these bikes definitely fit that bill. And if you don't think these big bikes can compete with sport bikes on a track, you need to be watching King of the Baggers. They are getting times that are very near the sport bikes that are running the same courses. So they truly are getting some crazy stuff out of these bikes. Now, those are heavily modified with taller suspension, more power, better brakes, all that kind of stuff. But the question remains, does this have the characteristics that most people associate with the sport touring platform? Or is it just a touring bike with better suspension and a bigger motor? Now, Harley claims the ST is their performance-based CVO model. It has track-inspired components based off of their experience with the King of the Baggers racing that's lighter, sharper, and more aggressive. Let's talk about some of the components or features that people look for in a sport touring bike. Performance to weight. That is an aspect that a lot of people really look at when they're talking about a sport tour. This bike has 139 foot-pounds of torque and 115 horsepower at the crank. Now, it's just over 800 pounds. There are a lot of sport touring bikes that are more in the 650-pound range that put out more power. It's probably going to lose to something like the FJR 1300, but it has a lot of other great characteristics that are very similar. Sport-oriented suspension and braking. And I gotta say, I ran this thing down some of the curviest, windiest, most technically challenging roads I could find in Northwest Arkansas, and I could not find the edge with this bike. It is more capable than I am as a rider. The suspension was great for twisty roads. The braking, excellent. It was always felt like it was there, never felt like it was mushy, never felt like it was going to get soft. And I ran this bike hard for 20 miles down the Pig Trail. And I mean hard. For a touring bike, I ran that very hard. Harder than I've ever ran it on any motorcycle. So I definitely think that the performance of the suspension and braking is on par with sport touring models. Wind protection? Well, we have a fairing. 5-inch windshield could be a little taller, and a tall rider would definitely want to change that out. But this setup provides pretty adequate protection from wind and rain. I got to ride it this last weekend in the rain for well over 100 miles. And while it doesn't have a really tall windshield, you can get down and get aggressive in your stance and sit down behind the fairing and be pretty well protected from the elements. And I find when I'm riding this bike aggressively, I tend to get down on the dash and get down in it more inside that cockpit area. So I feel like it does a good job of doing that. Integrated luggage. Well, we've got two pretty good sized saddlebags back here. They do a good job. And then there's a storage tray where you can plug in and charge your phone. So I think they've got that part comparable as well as any other sport touring model. You can always throw a tour pack on the back. Something like a Chopped would be good if you're wanting to keep that sporty look still. Long distance comfort. That is probably the thing that I feel like they made a few sacrifices on. Namely the seat. The bars, I'm okay with. I've done 500 mile days on this, 300 and 400 mile days on it, a lot of divided highway, just setting the cruise and chilling. And with these new handlebars, I'm okay with that aspect of it. The only aspect I really found lacking on this bike for comfort and touring was the seat. Now, I really feel like Harley-Davidson made that as a design choice. They chose a seat that is more sport-oriented. It keeps you locked in place when you're getting into the twisties. When I rode the twisties a lot, I didn't notice it because I was shifting my weight around a lot more on the bike, things like that. When you get on the highway, you're riding a divided highway at 70 or 80 miles an hour for an hour or two, well, that's when I started to notice some discomfort. Now, I found some ways around that. It does have a very, what I would call modern, straight up, metric standing feel to it because we have short floorboards, and with the seat position, you're kind of pushed forward, so you end up sitting very upright. And it was not uncomfortable other than the seat. Now, I found if I came to a town where we might have to stop at a stoplight or slow down to 35 or 40 mile an hour, I was able to stretch out and put my butt up on top of the seat, give myself a little break for a minute or two, and then I could go on, and it was very good. I can even press on the mini floorboards hard enough to take some pressure off my butt, and that works for a little while. I'm used to doing that with highway pegs. I don't have that on this bike. This does have a highway bar up here, and you can kind of do that, but because of this huge intake, it's a little difficult, at least for me, to get my foot out here and press on this bar to take some pressure off my hind end when I'm riding. So that comfort aspect was the only aspect I feel like they really kind of sacrificed something for the sport aspect. The handlebars are definitely, for someone 5'8", 5'9", doable in my opinion. If you're taller, you're probably still going to find that you'd want taller bars on this ST model. And definitely a taller windshield. Now, while this V-twin does not put out as much horsepower as something like the FJR 1300, which is like 140 horsepower, it has considerably more torque at 139, where that puts out about 99. So it's just a different feel of motor, a different design. And just because something puts out more horsepower doesn't automatically mean it's going to win in a flat-out race. Gearing, all these other things, torque, all have an impact on performance. Now, this has fully adjustable suspension front and rear. You can adjust the compression and the rebound on the front suspension as well as the rear suspension, which has a remote reservoir and is a very performance-oriented show of suspension system. If I was buying this bike brand new, I don't feel like I would need to upgrade the suspension. It was very, very good. And I've been running Olin's for the last 10,000 miles on my 2024 Street Glide. So it's not like I don't have some idea what good suspension feels like. Now, we could talk about lean angle, and something like the FJR 1300 does have more lean angle at about 42, where this is about 32 degrees. But the reality is, I just rode this on a bunch of twisty roads. So unless you live someplace very flat, like Las Vegas was, where we were riding on a track, making tight turns, you're not going to drag. I never dragged the feelers on this bike once in 2,000 miles. And I did 750, 800 miles of very, very aggressive riding on very twisty roads. But in this type of terrain like we have here in the Ozarks, the turns are usually banked. So you're going to have to really, really get over far to drag in a banked turn like that. And I just didn't find that I ever felt like this bike needed more lean angle. So I really don't think that characteristic has an impact, at least not for where I'm riding, on the performance of the bike. If you live someplace very flat, like Florida, you know, Las Vegas, then maybe so. All right, let's talk about weight for a second. Now, this new CVO Street Glide ST comes in at 811 pounds wet in running order. The regular CVO Street Glide with the 121 motor comes in at 838 pounds. So they shaved 22 pounds off of this version. Now you give up some things like locking saddlebags, you get small mini floorboards versus standard size floorboards. Some of those kinds of things are how they saved some weight. Even the VVT components add weight. But how does it compare to a standard Street Glide 117 with a smaller motor? Well, that actually is 811 pounds and running order. So the bigger motor configuration in this bike still is about 5 pounds heavier than a standard Street Glide with a smaller capacity motor. The electronics on this are pretty much the same as the standard Street Glide or Road Glides, except you get some track modes. There's track, there's more customizable modes, things like that. Now, I'm a huge fan of track. I got to experience it on the 2024 Road Glide ST in Vegas on a racetrack, and I'm a big believer in, you know, slow is smooth and smooth is fast. And this kind of throttle response on a racetrack in track mode was very good. It's not nearly as sensitive or jerky as it is in sport mode. I actually prefer track mode. I have created a custom mode on my 2024 where I turned up engine braking and I turned down throttle sensitivity. And for rolling through the twisties, it's really good. Is this good track mode still? No, I probably need to go back and try and refine it a little more. I don't know they'll ever get it as good as track mode on this bike. That is one advantage to the CVO that you don't get with the other models, is the track plus and track modes. Now, when we talk about touring features, this thing has all of the same storage capacities, and you can do, you know, rear tour packs on these and all these things for luggage options and things like that if you want to tour more so on it, but have a more performance based touring model. But from the factory configuration, we do give up a few things. We get short floorboards. We get more of a mid position, you know, a mid forward kind of, I guess is what someone would describe it. You don't get highway pegs, and you don't have a really great place to mount highway pegs with a flat out bar. But, you know, those things can all be changed. You could take this base ST model and make it slightly less performance oriented and a little more touring friendly if that's something you want. And that's probably where I would find myself going if I were to own one of these models, because we do like to get out and do 500 to 1,000 miles a day sometimes. Having some of those features would make this bike much more enjoyable for that type of riding environment. So the question is it a sport touring motorcycle? Well, I would absolutely say yes, that it has much more characteristics of a sport touring motorcycle than just a touring motorcycle. Does it match exactly up to some other sport touring models? Probably not. But this is Harley's version of sport touring, and I think they've done a very good job. I think they made a few sacrifices on the touring side to be more sport oriented, and that's were design decisions. Those were intentional. And I think for people who are looking for a track day type bike in a performance bagger who don't go tour, this bike is a really good fit for them right out of the factory with this configuration. So originally, when I started riding this bike, I thought it had a personality disorder. But I decided it's not really a disorder. It just has multiple personalities. One is more sport-oriented. One is more touring-oriented. I think the touring aspect had a few sacrifices to get to the sport aspect. But this bike is very much capable of doing both. And you could modify it with some minor changes to fit whichever aspect you like the most. If you're really geared toward the sports side, there's very few things you might need to change with this bike unless it's for your physical characteristics. If you're really tall, you might want a taller windshield, some things like that. But overall, this bike and the suspension and braking is great for those looking for a sport touring motorcycle on the Harley-Davidson platform. Now guys, leave me a comment down below. What do you think you would change on an ST model if you were to buy one? Would you leave it just the way it is from the factory? Is it perfect for you? Or do you think after hearing my review, there's a few things you would probably change as well? Hey, if you guys aren't following me on Facebook or Instagram, make sure you check out the links down below. We just crossed 10,000 on Facebook, but YouTube is by far my biggest platform still with 27,000 subscribers. Thank you guys all for following. And if you're not subscribed, make sure you click that button down below. Ring that bell to be notified the next time I drop a new video. We'd love to have you here on the channel more often. And we have a little bit more ST content coming. And then we've got some new stuff coming on. My wife just got a new 26 Street Glide. And we're going to be doing some build stuff for it for someone who is smaller and lighter than me that might be of interest to some of you guys. A little different kind of build for that kind of touring platform. And I got some new stuff coming on my 2024 Street Glide that I had decided I was going to turn into my version of a performance bagger. So if you like the idea of any of those videos, make sure you stay tuned. As always, thank you for your support. Y'all stay safe, keep on riding, and we'll see you in the next one.